biggest problem is our tendency to think that there's one problem or two problems that we can address, that, you know, there's one fix that gets us there. In fact, we've essentially reformed ourselves by approaching things one at a time, one ballot measure initiative at a time. That's been our approach. We've essentially reformed ourselves into this fix, and we need to stop doing that and have a moment of design where we try to make all the pieces of our system fit together. So what we need to do is stop trying to fix it, stop going to the ballot, and come together in some process, whether it's a constitutional convention or a revision commission, or the legislature could do it itself, and like design a coherent system.
And in saying that it's broken, there have been hundreds of proposals where people would like to split California up as a state. Why does that keep coming up?
Because of our size. I mean, we're not really the size of an American state. We're the size of a country. If California was a country, it would be one of the world's largest countries. It would be the 35th largest country in the world, in a world with, you know, some 200 countries. Every country that's bigger than us, the 34, have some sort of regional government. You know, they have states, they have provinces, they have prefectures, they have what have you. And we don't have that, even though we're country size. And it's particularly problematic because our real units of citizenship are our regions. When I go around, you know, outside the state, I don't usually say I'm from California. I usually say I'm from L.A. You know, we're really citizens of regions. Our commutes are regional. Our media are regional. You know, we move around a lot within our regions. You know, sports team loyalties, those are all regional. Weather, these things define us and define our lives, and yet we have no unit of government there. We have a very distant government, which shows a lot of power. We've centralized a lot of power, you know, kind of haphazardly through initiatives and constitutional amendments in Sacramento. And then we have a lot of thousands and thousands of local governments that are very weak, and, you know, there are too many of us to track and keep them accountable. And we don't have that middle area, which is where we really live and where problems get solved, which is at the regional level. And so, you know, regions invariably feel put upon, that they're not represented, there's nothing there. One of the ways that gets expressed is by people saying, hey, our region's not doing very well, we're not represented, we're not getting what we want, so let's split off.
Would this solve one of the problems the state, you know, one of the many problems the state has been facing, do you think?
You know, I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, splitting a state, it's happened a few times in American history. The best I think we can do is try to think of ourselves more as what we are. We're really more like a country. Do two things. Devolve power from Sacramento into the regions so the regions have real power. Build regional governments. Really replace state government with regional governments. And on the bottom of that means consolidating and save money by, you know, consolidating cities and local government into things that are more manageable and not so weak and scattered. If you had that, I think you'd have a better basis, you know, for government.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.